This goes to Roberta Sue Hahn, H-A-H-N. D like David, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-303-4993. Regarding Robert, middle initial L, DeBolt, it's capital D-E, B like boy, O-L-T, Jr. Date of birth, 6/3/1963. Dear Sue, this is a consultation for Mr. DeBolt, who was sent for evaluation of microalbuminuria. He is a 59-year-old male patient with history of diabetes for many years, also heart disease, and a longtime smoker. Smokes 1/2 to 1 pack of cigarettes per day for about 40 years or more. He does see Dr. Kripposman for cardiology and Dr. Shake for neurology. He has a history of a stroke, which caused right-sided facial weakness, severe headache, eye changes. That was in 2002. And then he went back to the ER recently in Elma because he was having similar symptoms with severe dizziness, an eye ocular migraine, and then severe headache. The symptoms did resolve with antivert, and the CAT scan was negative for CVA. And so the symptoms have resolved completely, and he is feeling better now. He is scheduled to have a kidney ultrasound and bladder ultrasound June 27th this year, so we will look for those results also. He denies current chest pain or palpitations. He does have chronic shortness of breath, recurrent wheezing, clear sputum production, no hemoptysis, no purulent material, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no current edema. He does have chronic neuropathy of the feet and lower extremities. And actually, he has been using Lasix 20 milligram daily to treat edema of the lower extremities. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no incontinence, no history of UTIs or kidney stones. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, smoking-induced COPD, restless leg syndrome, cerebrovascular accident in 2002, myocardial infarction in 2021, anxiety with depression, diabetic neuropathy, migraine headaches, obesity, fatty liver disease, chronic low back pain, and type 2 diabetes. Past surgical history, he's had an appendectomy, cholecystectomy, cardiac catheterization in 2020. Social history, the patient is married, lives with his wife. He is retired. He worked at Masonic Home in the kitchen. He smokes up to 1 pack of cigarettes per day for more than 40 years. He denies alcohol or illicit drug use. Family history is significant for hypertension, COPD, DVTs, myocardial infarction, alcohol abuse, and stage 3 chronic kidney disease in a brother. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to Brilinta, bees, and cats. Medications, he's on albuterol inhaler, 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed. Lipitor, 80 milligram at bedtime. Buspar, 10 milligram twice a day. Celexa, 20 milligram daily. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram injection. Flexeril, 10 milligram daily as needed. Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 5 milligram daily. Folic acid, 1 milligram daily. Gabapentin, 600 milligram twice a day. Maximum dose lisinopril, 40 milligram daily. Metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day. Mounjaro, 12.5 milligram sub-Q once weekly. Nitroglycerin, sublingual as needed for chest pain. Trelegy Ellipta, one inhalation daily. Lasix, 20 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Vitamin D3, 50,000 units once a week. A multivitamin daily. Meclizine is 25 milligram up to 3 times a day as needed for dizziness. Repatha, 140 milligrams sub-Q every 2 weeks. And he's not using any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, weight 233 pounds, height is 71 inches. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 74. Pulse is 60 and oxygen saturation 97% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Neck is supple. No jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs have inspiratory and expiratory wheezes scattered throughout. Heart is regular with somewhat dissonant sounds, no murmur or rub. Abdomen obese, non-tender, soft, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, and no pulsatile areas. Extremities, trace of ankle edema bilaterally, decreased sensation in feet and ankles bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done February 28th, 2023. We have a 24-hour urine for protein, and that was elevated at 593, and that is definitely proteinuria, but it's non-nephrotic range. And May 19th, 2023, creatinine is 0.7, and his creatinine levels have been normal for several years. Calcium, 8.7. Sodium, 137. Potassium, 4.1. Carbon dioxide, 27. Albumin, 4.6. Liver enzymes are normal. Hemoglobin is 16.0 with normal white count, normal platelet levels. Hemoglobin A1C was done April 13th of 2023, and that is 5.9. Magnesium is 2. His microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 315. That's January 11th of this year. Urinalysis was done July 6th of 2020, negative for blood and 100-plus protein at that time. We have a 2D echocardiogram from July 6th of 2020, showed a decreased ejection fraction of 45 to 50, and mild hypokinesis of the septal, anterior, and apical left ventricular regional wall segments. And he does see Dr. Kropotsman for his heart conditions. Assessment and plan. One, diabetic nephropathy with preserved kidney function, but gross proteinuria. We recommend the patient have lab studies every 3 months, as you've been doing, including the microalbumin to creatinine ratio to monitor the protein range. He is at the maximum dose of his lisinopril. The only other consideration, if the protein increases the next time it is checked, you could consider Kerendia. It's K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, 10 milligram daily. It is a non-hormonal aldosterone antagonist, which tends to block protein excretion, but does not tend to cause some of the side effects that spironolactone generally can cause, such as breast enlargement and tenderness. But it is a new drug and may require prior authorization. If you do decide to start Kerendia, please check his labs, creatinine and potassium level, 5 days after starting the med to be sure that the potassium level has not increased. And the patient should have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 12 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.